All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. And I am part of your co-host, Mark Comar. This is Mr. Joaquin Comar.
How you guys doing?
My awesome cousin, my right-hand man. So look, y'all, today we're talking about something that Joaquin and I addressed a little bit in our previous episode, but we want to go way more in depth because we believe this is honestly the root cause to why people don't take action. But the imposter syndrome in tech, the imposter syndrome even before you get to tech, the imposter syndrome that we experience on a day-to-day when we feel like we are inept and we cannot represent the thing well that we think we want to get into. And what Joaquin and I want to discuss is we're going to give you a breakdown of what this really is, the Webster Dictionary, what imposter syndrome is. And then we're going to go into a different, you know, two different things you can do to handle this and take care of it. But before we get into that, I just want to start by saying we all have it. Every last one of us has it. This is not something new. This has been throughout humanity. I know because we're a lot more tech savvy, because we're a lot more calm in life, we don't have the external fears attacking us or, you know, external challenges attacking us from the standpoint of like, you know, extreme threats, we get a chance to be more into ourselves. We get a chance to be more into our minds, right? And in that, when you get into your thoughts, man suffers more in his mind than he does in reality, right? So you start to get into your thought as far as like, well, you know, the futuristic what ifs and the what ifs that haven't even happened yet, right? Joaquin has talked about plenty of times before, and you hear him say this over and over again in the course that we're creating for you guys, but the thing that you guys want to think about is not allowing yourself to succumb to the fear. You know, he talks about pushing past the other side of fear, right? But imposter syndrome will stifle us a lot of times. It will keep us from wanting to move forward in things that we need to take action on. The reason why we're bringing this more in depth to you, because the last episode we talked about, if you didn't go watch it, please go back and watch it. We talked about the importance of getting involved in the tech world, even if you are coming from a non-tech background, because it's such a vast industry. It's such opportunity in it. We cannot allow for the fact that we're afraid of it to hold us back. So that's what I want to say, my little piece before we get into it. But Joaquin is going to break it down a little bit more technical for you, that he does that well. So Joaquin, you got the floor. Let's give him what you got, bro.
For sure. So first of all, guys, as a man thinketh, so he is. That was a book that Mark told me about like a good amount of years ago. And that is 100% like true. Whatever you think you are or whatever the thoughts that you have, you know, throughout your day to day, like that's your DNA, right? So let's just start off with that, right? So as far as like the definition of imposter syndrome, there's a couple of things that I have here. So one of the things is just self-doubt, right? If for whatever reason, like you think that you can't do something, let's just take that back to as a man thinketh, so he is. If you don't think that you are worthy enough for that interview, if you don't think that you're worthy enough to make that transition from whatever career that you're in into tech, then it's just not going to happen, right? Because like what you have in here, that's the DNA for everything that you do ever, right? So number one is self-doubt. Two is like perfectionism. Everything doesn't have to be like 100% like perfect. You don't have to have, you know, the greatest interview. You know, you don't have to have like, not everything needs to be at its like peak level in order for you to like succeed in something, right? So self-doubt, get rid of it. Perfectionism, it's not real. Perfect isn't real, and you're never going to obtain perfect. You can try to reach perfect and have that be like your goal of trying to get to, which is a way to allow you to, you know, continue to drive, but it's not real and you're never going to reach it. And then second, like the fear of being exposed, be okay with that, right? Because as we've spoken of previously, something's going to happen. You're going to get punched. You have no idea. So, you know, your pants are going to fall at your ankles sometimes, right? Yeah. And that's totally fine. But to be able to pivot, pick those boys up real quick and get back on with what you're doing, That is the most important. So just to recap, like self-doubt, everybody has it, no matter if LeBron James, Elon Musk, Trump, like it doesn't matter. Like everybody has some sort of fear that they need to get over. So just accept that it's there, accept that you're human and you're going to have those thoughts, but you don't have to sit in that boat. I forgot who told me this, but like everybody has like thoughts that go through their head. Like think of them as like a boat or as a ship, but you don't have to hop in that boat and ride that thought.
Beautiful.
Just look at that boat from afar and just let it go by, right? Mm-hmm. Perfectionism, you're never going to have it. You can try to reach it and use it as a driving point, but you're never going to reach it. And the fear of being exposed, like as a salesman or as like a door-to-door salesman, say they knock on like 100 doors a day, they don't expect to sell like every single, you know, person. Somebody's going to cuss them out, you know, somebody's gonna be like, yo, like, or not even answer the door. So you should be open and willing to failing, or open and willing to, you know, not reaching that goal, because eventually you're going to get there. So as far as the definition of imposter syndrome, that's what we have for the day.
Man, that was perfectly stated. Thank you, brother. And I hope you guys really listened to that. If you didn't catch it all, please rewind, you know, or hit the back button on that, right? Because he said some powerful stuff. James Allen, As a Man Thinketh. Beautiful. You're right. How you, the other great, you know, philosopher said, you know, he who says he can, he who says he can't. They're both right. Right. But it's the thought process, how you, like he said, the DNA, how you position yourself. Right. The imposter syndrome, like you said, there's no such thing as perfection. That's a fallacy. It is the biggest fallacy that we've created for ourselves. And people will say, I'm a perfectionist. And that is just a cover-up, because it's one's way of feeling like if I say that, then that means I'm shooting for something. And most of the time, if we're really honest with ourselves, we know we're not doing everything within that to be what we need to be. But we say that because it sounds good to the outside individual, and we're projecting and putting up a wall. And these are things, guys, that both Joaquim and I worked through over the years, because we put in the time to work on ourselves. You know, he talked about in our other podcast where he does meditation every morning. So do I. But we practice a form of mindfulness, you know. But then, like he talked about, the book that he's read years ago, and that we continue to read different books that stack on themselves, right? That give us the emotional intelligence to be able to, emotional intelligence, you know, it's a great book to read if you haven't read that. But it gives you an emotional intelligence to understand, take action, don't put too much pressure on yourself. This is why he and I can jump into him going into different boot camps for JavaScript, for DevOps, you know, after having his college degree. But he's continuously going into new things, new territories. He can go live in the island of Koh Samui, Thailand, for a year. He can go travel to Colombia. He can go travel to, you know, different parts of the world and integrate himself and engage himself, because that imposter syndrome is not holding him back, because he works on himself. And this is the thing I need you guys to understand throughout this conversation that we're talking about. It's important to, if you wanted to not take a hold and keep you from expanding yourself, you have to be willing to expand yourself. I've said this before, and I mean it. Princess Diana, she used to say to her court and to her constituents and to her parties, as she led her world, you know, and led her nation, rather, if we want things to stay the same, we have to change. If you want things to stay the same, you have to change. If you want to get through imposter syndrome and you just don't want it to, you know, be managed, because if we manage something, that means that we're keeping it around, right? Managers manage the team, right? But if you want to go and actually get rid of something, dispel it, you want to get, you know, knock it out, not have it around, you have to be willing to do things in order to make that happen. So being willing to continue to learn and advance oneself, that will help you get through this idea of, I'm not good enough. I need to be perfect at it in order to get it done. Like he said, that's not a thing. It's not a thing. Just get involved in it. So if you're, like we've talked about before, if you're coming into the tech world new, baby, an infant, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. If you're if you never coded before, it's okay. You're not supposed to be good at it because you didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And don't think that you're going to get great at it because you're not. The great thing about tech, and Joaquin is going to expound this in a second, mm-hmm. the great thing about tech is when you're in it, you will find there's constant nuances to it. So there's no way to perfect at it because it's always something new coming up. But right. the idea is by being involved in it, you can start to see how to, you know, the course correction necessary and pivot within it. But if you're not in it, you can't do it, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. The most important thing is to just get yourself exposed. You know, you don't want to be the person that's operating off of like someone else's fear, right? Mm-hmm. And so with that, let's just stumble into like the roots of imposter syndrome, which is it's typically, I feel like in every situation, you know, as you get older, you have these like these things or these value systems like in your head that you've learned from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of the time, like those aren't things that you have sat down and been like, okay, this is what I believe and right. this is why. You know, this is my foundation. This is why. This is what I value. This is why. The majority of the time, it's like what somebody told you. And then, like, you build off of that foundation, which is fine, I guess, for the start. But, like, as you get older, you definitely want to be able to, like, have your own foundation built. And I just feel like, as a guy, right, as most guys, right, we, don't necessarily like when somebody's like, hey, you do this because da 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 da. And you know what I'm saying? So like, why in the world would you continue to operate off of a thought that you heard 10, 20 years ago and use that to build whatever? I think that is absolutely crazy. You know, I feel like everybody should take the time to go over, okay, I don't think that I can do this. All right. Well, why do I not think that I can do this? Who did I hear this from? What is that person doing? What were they doing at the time? And what are they doing now? If none of those things like mesh with you, then like that's the thought that you like need to get rid of. And you like need to rewrite like the script for your thought process because that's just not a way to operate. You know, I know that like not everybody is like this, like Elon Musk or like not everybody is like, you know, owns a company, but you own the company of you. It's you LLC, you know?
Facts.
It's you LLC, you know? Like yes, nobody, sir. Nobody else is operating this. So like, I feel like it's definitely important to like pinpoint the root of wherever yeah. you got like yeah. said idea from and pick it apart and figure out like a new thought that you can have to get over this imposter syndrome so that you can, you know, get on with whatever you're trying to accomplish.
Hey man, you LLC?
Right. You LLC.
He's absolutely correct, guys. The root of all of us as a kid, we based our feeling of being received by our parents based off of, if I do what you say, you'll love me.
Mm-hmm.
So the psychology of it started early for us to where if your parents are religious and they're Catholic, I got to go to Catholicism. I got to go to church. I got to sit in front of the priest and confess my sins. If you were Christian, you had to go to church every Sunday and Wednesday night, you know, and you had to do, you know, potlucks, you know, dinners and all that. So like he said, you were forced to think a certain way and be a part of a certain thing. So then, and then you got in school. School said you got to get an A by passing this. So we get conditioned, right? And so then, therefore, if we don't follow the group or the herd, that's why they always say you're the total sum of your closest, you know, five people that you know, the books you read and all that stuff, right? Joaquin is absolutely correct. Looking at the root of how to expand oneself, you have to go deeper. I talked in other episodes about, you know, books that I've read, Eckhart Tolle, New Earth, songs that you listen to. Jay-Z always said a line that I love him said, I'm not going to base what I'm going to be off what you aren't.
Uh-huh.
What you eat doesn't make me shit.
Right.
These thoughts, if we start to say them, they sound crass and aggressive, but we have to be that aggressive towards the energy that wants to keep us in a position of not pursuing our better self. And I'm going to say it again. We have to be aggressive towards the energy that wants to keep us from being our better self. If we do that, then we don't have to experience this imposter syndrome. Like Joaquin was saying in that second part, the root is important. Now, in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years, especially since post-COVID, you know, it's been a lot more talk within the male community about therapy, right? And it's apropos. It is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our parents, you know, I'm 40, Joaquin is in his 30s. Our fathers were a part of a generation where, yeah, you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? You don't talk about that. You know, you just work through your shit. You got to man up. To a degree, yeah, they're absolutely correct. We need to be men. But also being a man is knowing when you need help. That is really the extent of being a man, of really knowing and being able to cry, being able to say, hey, I need help with this because I don't know. It is a fool who thinks that he can do it all on his own and doesn't need the assistance of someone else. And the funny thing about it, guys, we want a partner. Whether it's a female or male, it doesn't matter, whatever your choice is, that's you. But we need to be with someone else. So if we need to be with someone else, that means that we know that there's a open space within us to attach to someone else, not out of need, but out of connection to grow. I'm saying that because when you go deeper, we can get rid of this nonsense of what someone else told you had to be, and that's keeping you from experiencing the joy and the beauty. And the joy also is in the failure, guys. Kobe, you know, we all loved him when he passed. You know, it became more paramount to those once he passed, like everything does when people pass away, unfortunately, right? Nipsey, all that great stuff, right? You know, rest in peace, all y'all. But my point is, Kobe was very adamant about the process. Showing you enjoy the process, enjoy the perceived failure, enjoy the fact that you feel like you're an imposter.
Uh-huh.
From the standpoint, dive into it. Don't run from it. Dive into it. If you feel like you're not good at tech, go to a coding course. Take a boot camp. Just sit in that for a minute. Pay your little money. Go into it. The first course you go into, it might sound like Portuguese to you. You know what I'm saying? It might sound like Spanish if you speak English, right? But that's okay, because you're challenging now the paradigm that's wanting to say, I don't know, I'm afraid of it. You're challenging it and you're opening yourself up, all right? So what he said there with the root, please be willing to go deeper, guys. Get therapy, get help, you know, read books, explore oneself, because you're not being a stronger man by not doing that. You're really being a fool. You're taking time from your life to live. They always say life is what happens while you're making plans, right? You're planning to say, you're planning to say, I can't do that. I won't be good at that. That's not good. And while you're doing that, life is passing you by.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going into the therapy, instead of going to the reading, instead of opening yourself up, now you're living. Now you're saying, oh, I'm tapping into new shit here. I'm becoming more of myself. Myself, not what they told me to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, sorry, I just want to jump in on that piece, bro. But great job on breaking down the root. Did you want to hit him with another piece?
Yeah. Before I touch on this last piece, I just want to hit on like wherever you're at. It just like you said when he mentioned like Kobe, enjoy the process. Think about where you would be if wherever you're at the moment. Right. Think about where you would be if you didn't take that journey to get to where you're at right now.
Yes.
Think about the people that you wouldn't have come in contact with. Think about the skills that you wouldn't have learned, right? Think about the money that you wouldn't have made.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many, there's still to this day, like in this city, in Twinsburg, Ohio, where I currently am, because, and we're talking like 2010, mm-hmm. right? Because I decided I was going to like quit wrestling and not do it and just focus on like track and football so I could do that in college. Had I not done that, there would be so many kids to this day mm-hmm. that would not have come up to me to ask me for advice for whatever wrestling or whatever. And even like the next year and a couple years after that, there was a wrestler, that one of my teammates who also won a title, girls basketball team in my school also won like a title or two. So like think about the things that wouldn't have happened, the people that you would not have touched if you did not go on that journey to get to where you are, right? Things would be totally different. Things would be totally different.
Hey, Joaquin. And,
yeah.
Keep your thought, please. I just want to jump in on that real quick because that is a very powerful point. The lives that he touched because he stepped outside of his own fears to go into things that he was actually developed and became good at because mm-hmm. he gave himself that freedom to do it. The lives that he touched along the way is powerful. And I totally agree with you. We cannot skip past that, guys. If you allow yourself to get caught in this imposter syndrome thought and keep yourself from opening up into the new talents that you may have, you're not allowing your brief time that we have on this thing we call Earth to be able to touch someone else who needs to see what you did. And they feel now inspired, encouraged, elevated to go after their desires, whether they're young or old. Okay. It's a Swiss company that I've been trying to work with for a little bit right now. They do shipping and all that in Switzerland, based out of Switzerland. But their motto is, if you have the capability, you have the responsibility. If you have the capability, you have the responsibility. Capability doesn't mean, again, it didn't say if you're perfect. It didn't say if you're great. It said if you have the capability. Mm-hmm. With imposter syndrome, it's just the thought of thinking that you don't have the capability, but you have the capability. Once you get past that to the capability, you now thus have the responsibility to do like what Joaquin has done, give people the inspiration to be more of themselves and see an opportunity, okay? So just think about that. But I think that was a great point you brought right there, brother. But yeah, going to your next one. I'm going to stop.
For sure. And then lastly, this will be kind of brief, but as far as how to combat imposter syndrome, right? There is a great book there's a couple books that I keep, right, in rotation that I go back to, right? One of those books is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, right? Who cares? You know, like, at the end of the day, like, seriously, it's not going to kill you. It's not like this is caveman time, right? You know? You might get attacked by like a saber-toothed tiger.
Right.
Like that, you know right. what I'm saying? So like, just who cares, you know?
That's so real.
Take a shot. You know, it's an interview or, you know, it's a boot camp or it's a this or it's not your life though. You know, it's a skill or it's a conversation or it's a little bit of networking to be done. You know what I'm saying? So the fear that you have of like how horrible or whatever something might be, like it's not real. Like fear is not real. You know, like it's just not real. So you just have to go into it and just say, I don't care. And just whatever happens, happens, you know, take the result for like what it is and build on it. You know, there will be something on the other side that, you know, that you can learn off of. So, you know, just don't care, right? And on top of that, you know, instead of focusing on like the horrible things that probably won't happen, think about the good things that could happen. You know, totally different feeling, like heading into it, right? And if you have a different mindset heading into something, you know, then you'll have a totally different conversation that you never thought that you would have, right? So that's my little spiel on how to combat it. Get that book and keep that book in the stash and continue to go back to that book. And like, you'll, as always, you'll be just fine.
Perfect, fam. I like that. That book, I've heard about it. I haven't read that one, but I've heard about it. I want to give something that I've done and that I do. And then we have a litany more that we're going to give in our course that we're creating for you guys that we're going to drop top of the year. So we're just giving you these tidbits here so you can take this action here. Because if you take that, if you go get the book, he's right. That'll help you. But one thing that there's two things that I did. When I moved to LA, one of the ladies I was dating at that time, she was actually taking acting classes at that time in LA. And I had heard of taking acting classes. I wasn't trying to be an actor. And I never had that passion to do that. But I did hear that by taking acting classes, the impromptu portions, improv portions that they kind of teach you, help you to break down your ego and to set aside your ego. Because at the end of the day, all imposter syndrome really is a manifestation of external projection of one's ego, taking oneself too serious, right? So it's, you need to break that down. So I took a class or two. I didn't stay in it long only because timing and all that, but I did learn how to, in the improv classes, you get thrust into just a scene. You have to, pick your nose and talk about, I don't know, how to make coffee, random stuff, right? And you can't worry about how you look. You just got to deliver the scene and make people feel it, right? So that helped me. And this is back in my early 20s or late 20s, rather, excuse me. That helped me start to really not take myself so serious. Like, you know, the art of not giving a fuck is really not taking yourself serious. You know what I'm saying? Because if you start to let your narcissistic tendencies, which we all have an element of it, I don't care if you're an introvert, extrovert, whatever, if you're on a Myers-Briggs, wherever you fall on that tier, you still have an element of it in you. Especially if this is imposter syndrome, the thing that is holding you back from taking action, that means you're taking yourself too serious, thinking that you're supposed to be something that you are not. Like he said, perfectionist or perfectionist, somebody that's supposed to know it all. Wow, you've never done it, right?
All right.
So imposter syndrome, you can do it if you don't get that book. You can also take acting courses or just improv. The other thing that you can do, if you don't want to take acting courses because money is tight, when I was in college, I majored in public speaking. The thing that they talked about was mocking and prepping yourself by doing mirror work, right? It was one of the things I remember from my courses. So when you do mirror work, it's analogous to acting, it's analogous to news reporters before they go on. You talk into the mirror, but you do different things within the mirror that you normally wouldn't do. You say things that you normally wouldn't say, right? But you look at yourself, you see how your body's delivering it. You hear your tonality. But you get a chance to see yourself, right, in a different light. Again, imposter syndrome is just you being overly crowded in your mind, thinking that you're supposed to be something that you're not. If you can see yourself in a different way by looking at yourself doing something in a different way, then you can, again, step out of yourself from taking yourself so serious, all right? So these are just, get that book. He gave great points. Try these two things. Take an acting class. If you can't take an acting class or improv class, get in front of your mirror, do goofy things, talk to yourself, talk in different. One thing Tony Robbins would say, get in the mirror and you smile the whole time while you talk. If you always like you're always depressed and sad, you just smile the whole time while you talk. So therefore, it's going to give you that energy of feeling good, of being good. Right. Again, so you break the cycles of thought that you cannot do something. All right. That's all we're trying to do is get the synapses to change. Right. So I hope these points help you guys. Joaquin, anything you want to finish off with before we let him go?
Just attack it, guys. Be a lion. Go out there. Attack it. Have fun with it. If you mess up, who cares? You'll be fine. You're not going to die. It's not a life ending disease. So you just get out there and attack it and be great.
I like that, bro. And my last thing on that is the whole purpose of us saying this is we want you to get into the tech world. We want you to get into the tech space. If you don't know where to start, come holler at us. We got a course. We're going to break all this down for you. We're going to give you step-by-step where you can start if you're not tech knowledgeable. And if you are, we're going to give you levels to where you can progress into, because we do know that as well, all right? So we just want you to get over this nonsense. Imposter syndrome is not real. You got this. Go out here, like he said. I love it. Be great. And we'll talk to you guys soon, all right?
Peace.